This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to show a video that's on Infowars.com. It's illustrative of the whole economy. Watch thieves raid Halloween candy basket, leave nothing for American trick-or-treaters. And they're too dumb to even take the whole thing and just dump it in the basket. They sit there and grab at it. And that's the illustration of America. It's like a big trick-or-treat jar. And, of course, it's illegal aliens doing it. And then, of course, those people won't ever do that again. But it's all a satanic holiday anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's the symbol of the end of the social contract. And there's a lot of great comments, a lot of great tweets. Harris and Smith and others in the article. Joe in Arkansas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alan. It's nice to talk to you. Hey, just a little bit about me and my wife. We moved to Arkansas 3 years ago. And since I've been here, I recently just lost a job over, and I lost another job just from being outspoken on the church, just trying to wake people up. And we moved here hoping that things would be better and people might be more like-minded, but I'm like you. I just think we're in trouble. Still, a good majority of the people don't want to hear it.
Well, I mean, let's just say it. The average American's on a bunch of drugs, illegal and legal, and is in a daze, and just we're entertained to death, and people are asleep. They're sleepwalking, and the globalists are just, and so they can't wake up. It's not even their fault. So it's just a disaster.
Yes, it is. I agree with you. And my wife worked COVID in New York City with her sister when it first popped off. And she was up there for 3 weeks, called me and told me straight up, we're the ones that are killing them. And so once I heard that from her, the mask went off. I have sisters that won't talk to me.
So you got family that was in medical system and they said, we're killing people.
Yeah, my wife and her sister both went up there. My wife was already doing it in Arizona, and then but she went to New York. She's seen it, full scale. They were wheeling people out in hallways, put them on vents, giving them remdesivir. So basically they're just drowning.
Turning their organs off, putting them on a ventilator, knowing it'd kill them. Yep. That was the protocol, absolutely.
So I mean, I have another job, but yeah, that's kind of why I lost it, just from being outspoken. I was told, use discernment, people don't want to hear it, and just wearing shirts, just say no.
Well, that's it. I mean, the globalists are evil and bad, but they're like an infection coming into a body that doesn't have a good immune system. We've allowed it. It's us that have allowed this. And people aren't serious. They're not focused on average. Even patriots aren't. Even I'm not. And so it's very sad that this is going down. And it's terrible. But there's your family telling you, hey, we work in New York. We're killing people. Of course, that all came out. They knew exactly what they were doing, whether you were in Europe or here or anywhere in the world where they had the controls. They murdered people en masse. And Kate Daly talks a lot about that. She's coming up. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to break. We'll skip the next hour. We're ready to give her time back. Hey, Dally, I'm going to come back, finish up with Jeff, and then I want to show this because I saw the article. I'm like, I'm not going to cover this. And then I saw the video, thieves raid Halloween candy basket, leave nothing for American trick-or-treaters. It's like, illegals or whatever doing it. And they're just dumping, which is all high fructose corn syrup poison. So they're fighting to get the poison. Halloween's a 1950s holiday they invented. And it goes back to Samhain, and the druids would sacrifice kids on that night. If you want a vision of American future, it'll be a horde of cackling illegal aliens jamming their fat, sticky hands into your pants, demanding GIBS and giving all their family members to the same forever. And this is exactly what's going on. It's just a microcosm of it all. And it's going to get worse. Say, we deserve it, man. So, hey. Sit back, relax, and watch it all burn, baby. Get ready for nuclear war and enjoy every last bit of it, because you're going to enjoy it. The mask. telling fear. Stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. Unless, by God.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you can see this up on InfoWars.com right now. Watch thieves raid Halloween candy basket, leave nothing for Americans. Trick-or-treaters. If you want a vision of America, it will be a horde of cackling illegal aliens stealing everything. A basket of Halloween candy left on the porch for trick-or-treaters being pilfered by a small group herd speaking a foreign language is being seen as representation of how illegal migrants, illegal aliens, the UN words migrants, exploit America's open borders and welfare and assistance programs. In a viral video, a porch camera captures two women and several children snatching handfuls of Halloween candy, including full-size crunch bars, Butterfingers, Reese's Cups, and more. Well, thank God other kids won't be sick by it, get diabetes. Emptying the basket and leaving nothing for other trick-or-treaters and speaking in a foreign language. Steven Crowder called it disgusting. Conservatives on social media were appalled by the abhorrent, selfish behavior, which was interpreted as a microcosm of how America and taxpayers are seen as suckers and taken to the cleaners every day by illegal aliens exploiting the system. And, of course, the globalists that control them. If you want a vision of the future, Dan Lyman said, in America, it will be a horde of illegal aliens jamming their fat, sticky hands into your pants, demanding gimme freeze, and inviting all their family members to do the same forever. That's a play on George Orwell. You want to see a future, it's a boot stomping the human face forever. Harrison Smith said, I've seen it a million times. I've said it a million times. Liberty is an unregulated cookie jar. If people can't be trusted to not take advantage of vulnerability, liberty must perish. Charlie Kirk, mass illegal immigration equals erosion of social cohesion and trust. Sound on. America in a nutshell, immigrants take whatever they want and get away with it. The worst kind of people. They did a little joke, Benny Johnson did a joke with it with Zelensky and Biden's head on it. Let's go ahead and roll the video of this. Import the third world, become the third world. Burn down a Target, can't shop there ever again, it's okay. I'm going to do a final phone call, and I've been a little bit down and aggressive and bad today. The crew's doing a great job, I love to death. The listeners are great and wonderful. I'm just upset about the state of the world and things. And I've been very honest with the audience about the situation. So that's basically where we're at. But I appreciate everybody. Kate Daly's about to take over. We'll skip this break so she gets more time. Real fast, Jeff in Kansas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Honored to speak with you, Alex, and to the whole InfoWars audience. I did want to say thank you for not giving up. And I won't be
But you understand, if we don't have the funds, that is, it's ending. Okay, so, yeah. So okay, all right, good.
Well, I'm not giving up.
All everybody knows when this shuts down, I didn't give up. Okay? I've told the listeners we're shutting down very soon. We don't get big support. That's just the way it is, so you've been told. Okay, good.
All right. Well, I've got both the autographed books. I've purchased both.
No, I'm sure you are. I'm not talking to people that have supported. I'm talking to the vast majority of people who haven't. And that's your decision. I'm actually ready to be taken out of the game. I'm fine with it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I also did get a couple of these conspiracy bourbons, and I think whoever else has purchased them, whenever they take a sip off of it, they should be thinking of Owen. And if they can't support the InfoWars shop, if they can't donate, then they can at least write letters to Owen. My kids will be writing letters to Owen. You can rally around those that have fallen. And so it doesn't, I feel a little let down by the InfoWars audience if they're not already doing that.
Well, I'm sure they are. And, you know, Owen's been put back in solitary confinement. And what he needs to come back to is a job. Letters are wonderful. So, in fact, just send those. And that's great. And, I appreciate your call, man. I really do. I really appreciate your call. That's a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about. It's like, oh, my God. Hey, it's been a good run, so it's fine with me. Seriously, I may just look, I have to decide when InfoWars is over when it's already dead, when they've won. And I mean, I don't think people understand what I'm even saying here on air. I haven't said to the crew, if we go 24/7, write letters to Owen instead of sell products, we'll be shut down. It's like, we're going to do letters to Owen. Okay, fine. I'll quit today. And the whole show will just be letters to Owen, letters to Owen, letters to Owen. And then what does that do? He has 50 wheelbarrows and they lock him in solitary confinement because they're so upset because the phones are ringing off the hook of the federal prison. Hell, they may hang him in there because of it. It's the same thing with Elon Musk. I told listeners, stop attacking Elon Musk with Alex Jones at the top of Twitter every day, saying Elon Musk is censoring Alex Jones. He's going to shadow ban everybody. They did that. People don't listen, which is fine. You got your logic. I got mine. What do I know? Kate Daly's about to take over. Let's move on from this. And I'll see you when I come back. God bless and good luck. Go ahead, Kate Daly.
Thanks, Alex. Tough day. Listen, there's a lot to say today, and I want to give you maybe some positive information, some things about where we're at right now, what we could do better, what we're looking at. And I was thinking about this last night. I was passing out some candy for Halloween, and I was sitting on my doorstep and just kind of enjoying the night. It was a nice night. And I was looking across, and there was that empty bowl of candy. And I was looking at some of the houses, and they had the bowl of candy sitting there. And my first thought was, you know, I'm not talking about the holiday itself, the celebration of darkness. I'm just talking about what we do as a culture. And I was looking at sort of the kids having this sort of look of, oh, no one's going to notice me. No one's going to see me in my costume. And I just take the piece of candy. And watching that video, quite honestly, it's disturbing. It's disturbing. The video's disturbing. Because really and truly, it's what people are capable of, right? But then you have the vast majority of people that really just want to say, hey, you look so cute in your costume. Here's a piece of candy. And that interaction, that human interaction. And most kids, pretty respectful. In that video, you had adults teaching the kids how to hoard, how to be rude, no manners. And I'm glad that we get to see the faces of these particular people and that it's out there for the world to see, because it's a good reminder of what we can become. But I do think the vast majority of us really care about each other. And really the proof of that holiday, even though it's a celebration of darkness and we all get it, okay, as Christians, I'm just talking about the cultural celebration that we do, the things that we do as a culture. It is proof that we don't hate each other as a nation. It is proof that on that night, your little kids go out, they trick or treat, other people buy them candy, they give it out, they're really nice to the kids. And guess what, folks? It's a nice representation of a contradiction that the media tells us every day, the media whores, that tell us that we all hate each other and that life is horrible because everyone is like those people in the picture, okay? We're not. The vast majority of people teach their kids that you don't do that. You don't go up to a bowl of candy sitting there with no one there and take advantage. You don't do stuff like this. It's not who we are as people. And that gives me a little more faith in humanity, just a little. But it gives me a little bit of faith that you don't have, you know, 42,000 children are dead on Halloween because we all hate each other and everybody's out to get each other. Okay? You don't have that. For the vast majority of America, it's actually a really safe night, okay, for everybody. So that's good proof, right? And when I look at those people that are teaching their kids how to hoard and how to do stuff like that, I think that's in their house. That's them. But it doesn't mean everybody's doing that. And the vast majority, there's a lot of goodness. You go drive around this country and you'll see a vast majority of goodness across this country, of people that care, people that want something to change in America. The problem is they don't know how to do it. I was listening to some tape this morning, and it talked about the value of our city races across America and how the value of the dollar impacts more than it ever would in a presidential race or a Senate race or a Congress race. It's the city race. That's where you get the most bang for your buck, right? When we hear sanctuary city, when we hear...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And tries to whistleblow, okay? All of a sudden, you have people that are very apathetic to that. They don't understand that if they don't back that, if they don't finance it, because the other 99% is so heavily financed, if they don't fund it, if they don't help out, everything that they're hoarding, everything that they're doing, everything that they're paying for won't be around in the future to enjoy anyway. So what are they doing? If you don't go right to the places that help the most, okay? If you don't fund media, I've been smaller media for about 13 years, okay? And I was on the Fox affiliate, and then I was fired, then I was brought back because people complained, and then I was shut off locally, all because in an effort to control what people hear. Why are they so afraid of you? Why are they so afraid of the representation of information coming in at you? Why do they not trust you to make up your own mind on the information that you're given? Fact checkers didn't come along till about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when things started getting really real and people started understanding, now wait a second, here, what are we doing? Something's off here, right? Something's really off. And I could ask you some serious questions right now that would make you think, right? And I'm going to. I'm actually going to. But here's the deal, though. If we don't fund the 1%, if we lose the 1% of the media out there that's trying, okay, we're done. We're cooked. We're China. There's no representation in media to tell the other truth. This is why there are people willing to wear the brown shirt. Now, most of us are not, we don't think we're willing to, okay? And we're actually pretty aware of what's happening. We just don't know how to stop it. And sometimes it seems overwhelming, like a giant cliff, and I get it. But if we don't fund the 1%, if we don't take a vested interest in supporting the last little vestige of truth that we have out in America, we're done. We're done. There's nothing out there to make people think anymore. Okay? I bring up stuff and stuff's brought up on this show and it makes people think. It makes people examine. It makes people go, wait a second. I brought up the point that, hey, ever since everybody had cell phones, ever since everybody had a cell phone at the ready, right, with fantastic cameras attached, we didn't get the UFO sightings. Why is that? I don't think it's a mystery. Okay. For the last 20 years, they just decided, they would come to the farmers in the fields for eons, and then all of a sudden they just wouldn't show up because we all have cameras. Come on. Why is it that we have so many people hearing voices that are doing the shootouts? Okay. Why is it that it seems like it's only schizophrenia for a day? Why is it when they hear voices, it's only to shoot people in a large area on a particular day, but the voices never really tell them to do anything else? Is that how schizophrenia works? It just shows up late in life and then all of a sudden or in their 20s that it only tells them to do that one act? I don't know. Something seems a little wrong with that, okay? We have a new Speaker of the House. He only has a 72% Constitution score according to the Freedom Index score, okay? That's not good. Everyone's like, he's a hero. No, he's not. He's not a hero. He'll do what he's told. That's why he's there. You're not going to get close to the presidency unless you do what you're told. That's how it works. There's nothing that's going to happen with him, right? He might have a few good things that look good on paper, but you're not in this day and age going to do that. Okay. You're not going to have anything like that. One of the things that we could do right now is to help our health. And I'll talk about that. One of the things we could do is a side hustle. Do you have a side hustle going on so that nobody can tell you if you don't do what the globalists say to do, you're fired? How many side hustles do you have? Do you know there's many, many businesses that can start under like $10,000 a year, $15,000 a year that you can get into that can make some money? Did you know if you text 989898, those six digits, text my name, Kate, you can get some free information on what to do about government loopholes, IRS loopholes. You can get some information on what to do with your money and how to back it with gold. 989898, text my name. There's all kinds of information out there, but do we want it? Do we get it? What are we doing? Are we helping ourselves? Are we helping each other? I think people want to. I think the vast majority wants to. When it comes to health, do you realize all of the things that we're dealing with now that we weren't dealing with before? Did you realize that there was a study done in Irvine, California, that they took elderly people and they had them breathe in frankincense at night in a waterless diffuser? And when they did that, did you know that their cognitive ability and memory went up 226%? They had several oils, one of them frankincense, which is the most powerful. That's why they gave it to Christ. It's called liquid gold. What's fascinating is we don't really go back to all the things that worked before we became 2023 and nothing was working. Nothing's working right now, okay? So we've got to go back. We've got to find the ways in which we healed each other, the ways in which we healed ourselves, the ways in which we side hustled, the ways in which we were not beholden to the powers that be. Free ourselves. That's how you do it. There's a lot of hope because there's a lot of people that are still gravitating toward hope. There's a lot of people that still want to do something. They just don't know what to do. Number one, you fund the education and the media that helps you think. You fund the 1% that's actually telling you the truth. And you'll know because you'll get those great feelings and you'll understand things like you've never understood them before. And then once you know truth, you can't unknow it. That's how you'll know it's truth. So if we're going to be busy doing something, let's be busy funding the education that actually helps people understand what's happening. Because once you understand the game that we're in, once you understand that we're being played by the game, says David Icke, okay, then you can start to do something about it. You can start to say, hey, I need a side hustle. Hey, I need to take care of my money. Hey, I need silver and gold. Hey, I need to get my health back. Hey, I need to go back into the archives and really look at what they were doing in the Wayback Machine. For cancer, the Budwig protocol. It's amazing. For memory, for all of those things that you might be dealing with on a daily basis, frankincense oils, all these things that we used to do that worked for the centuries. Then we got to the last 120 years. They took over the presidency. They took over the government. And then they started taking over our health and telling us to do things that only pharma would approve. Why is that? Let's get back to basics. You guys, we got this. We just need to think a little more clearly. And we need to put our money where the money's going to count. Put your money into some prepping. Put your money into those hard assets. Put your money into and your thinking skills into how are you going to survive without the powers that be? How are you going to help out and back the 1% of the media that we have left? It's hanging by a thread, yet we don't do a lot about it. We kind of take it for granted like it's always going to be there. It's not always going to be there. So why are we not fighting harder for that? And why have we not realized that we're down to 1% media that tells the truth in America? Once you realize that, then maybe you take some of those hard-earned dollars and you make sure that representative media of the people and of the truth that's bold enough to do it stays on the air. Makes sense to me, right? Otherwise, those messages are gone and people stop thinking. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com on The Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Alex Jones Show. I'm sunshine and lollipops today. No, I'm just, you know what? I'm realizing that we have an opportunity here to look at some of the good things and some of the things that are actually happening. And we need to take a look at those things because it's easy to get discouraged. Okay. So here we go. Here we go. Here's some bright points. Okay. Most of the kids are not hoarding the candy bowl set outside. Okay. Those are just horrible parents with kids that they teach to do bad things, okay? But that's not the majority of America. And we still have the ability to help ourselves, okay? In the times of the Romans with the slaves, I mean, there was no out, right? There was no way to help yourself. We have the ability to help ourselves right now, still. You're hearing that the youth is seeking out God like never before because they realize they're being lied to. Because those feelings that you're being lied to are much more powerful than anything the bad guys can do. Okay? We have more light shining on the New World Order than ever before. And we still have free speech to speak out. We have more truth and information at our fingertips than ever before. Okay? We have good, solid information. We also have those great feelings from God that nobody can compete with. And that means we have to be really good people in order to get those feelings too. So we got to work on ourselves. But the bad guys are more obvious than ever before. And God always wins. We know that. That's why we were given the ending of the book. Okay. We know that. We also know that we have people like Judy Mikovits who's speaking out about the shots and what was in them. And you know what? Thank goodness for all the whistleblowers. Thank goodness for them. Like I said, with health, you know, we have the ability to actually take care of ourselves and make really good, solid decisions for ourselves still. Okay. We're not in such an oppressive universe that we have to go by what they say. We can actually make decisions still. So it's really good to get those things under your roof, get good supplements, go back in the way back machine and get to those things that actually work. When I was looking at cancer, and I was doing a lot of shows on cancer with a lot of doctors, a couple of things came to mind. Number one, the Budwig protocol. It's three ingredients. They create an electrical charge and they flip the cell so that your cell actually turns into a good cell from a bad cell. Okay. So that's good. The Budwig protocol has been around since the 1930s and it's amazing. It's amazing what it's done. Okay. People are seeking these things out. They're also understanding that anything degenerative is probably a parasite because it doesn't kill the host off. It feeds off the host, and that's why you have degenerative symptoms. So in 2023, when they say, well, it's MS and we just don't know what causes it, you think in 2023 they're being honest with you? You don't think we know pretty much everything about the body? Of course they're lying to you. Of course they are, because they just want you to take their pharma product because it's a big mystery. We don't know. Give me a break. Okay. Parasites. They live in the brain. They live in the intestine. There's all kinds of different parasites. Make sure that you are cleansing your body. Why do you think we used to take castor oil and things like that? Because castor oil was a cleanser. We don't do that anymore. Okay. Doctors don't say, hey, go home and here's some supplements and go take some castor oil and get rid of these parasites and go take a cleanse. No, we don't do that in America. So we live and sit in our diseases that are mysteries, and then we go, I guess, you know, it's just luck of the draw. No, it's not. Not in 2023. Okay? I remember Dr. Artis was saying, hey, do a nicotine patch. If you can't get over your symptoms and you feel like you're just constantly getting kind of ill because your immune system can't recoup and you can't taste or smell, wear a 7-milligram nicotine patch, a new one each day for 6 days. It'll get rid of the problem. And I was talking to a farmer friend of mine, and the farmer friend of mine said, you know, back in the day, like pioneer times, that's what we used to do for animals when they were sick. We'd give them chew. Why? Because we have nicotine receptors in our bodies. We know this because there's lots of studies on it. Sounds crazy, a nicotine patch? What doctor's going to tell you to go do that? No doctor's going to tell you to do that. Does it work? Talk to all the people it's working for. Of course it works. So I've had friends that have done it and they say, yeah, it works beautifully. So I think sometimes it's really hard for us to understand why copper was taken out of the food supply in the 1930s. Why? And it's the master mineral. So you need supplement with copper. Okay. You need all of these things. Why frankincense oil works for memory, for cognitive ability. It goes through the blood-brain barrier. And it's very, very powerful. Why do you think they made sure to get it to Christ as one of the three gifts that they gave him? Must have been pretty powerful, pretty good antioxidant, pretty good for inflammation. Do we do anything with frankincense? Did you know frankincense and castor oil, if you put them on your face, actually it's a great anti-aging thing? Yeah, I use it. Sure. It's a great anti-aging thing. Gets rid of wrinkles. For you guys out there, put some castor oil on at night. Also helps with aches and pains. We got to go back and take care of ourselves again and stop being so defeated by all the steps they take and what they do to us and come out a little more victorious because we have the information. We have more information now than we've ever, ever had. We have more truth right now on the earth than we've ever had before. We have more people interested in hearing the truth couple of years ago, you were told that you were a conspiracy theorist around every single turn. Not so much anymore. Because you know why? Because everything you just said came out to be true. Okay? So there's some good things going on right now. There's a lot more people saying, gosh, I just don't trust my government. Well, you probably shouldn't trust them in foreign news either. You should probably take a good hard look at what Hamas and Israel are doing and know that Ron Paul came out and said, well, Israel paid for Hamas, right? In congressional hearings, they paid for Hamas. Okay, so there has to be more going on there. So we have to take a good hard look at ourselves and say, what do we believe? What are we know something's off, right? We know something's wrong. Follow that and teach everybody around you. You're going to be gathering for the holidays. This is a great opportunity. Not to say I told you so, even though I know you want to, because I want to too. But you know what? To go, hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that you live in a conservative area, if you live in a conservative area, and why the same people are at the helm for 20 years and those exact same people, you're paying more taxes, have less freedom, have less land, and have less property rights and everything else, but they're supposed to be conservative? Because both parties work behind the lines. So change it. Change it. Get smarter, right? Put feet to the fire. Tell them that they have to go after the Albert sensors that are connected to the internet that cause election fraud. Tell them that you're not going to rest until that happens. The whole town shows up at a town hall meeting or a city council meeting. You think those people are going to do the things that they do in darkness in front of you with eyeballs on them? They can't get away with it. We the people could change this in a second if we had the interest, if we actually did it. If we actually showed up, if we actually funded media that tells the truth, if we actually supported the people out there. I knew when I started to tell the truth that I was not going to have this big glitzy $20 million a year career in media. I knew I was never going to have that, but it was okay because I'd rather tell the truth. I'd rather tell the truth than enjoy the money. Right? There are sacrifices we make. But we're going to have to make a lot more of them. It's going to get a little bumpy because of those sacrifices, but we can do it. I know we can do it. Okay? We have to look at the most obvious of things. Why is our health worse now than it was in the 1800s? No lie. It's worse now. More affected are with diseases we never heard about. We never had. But I thought we were in the era of great sanitation. I thought we were in the era of knowing more. I thought we were in the era of that kind of thing. So because now that the information's out there, seek it out. Pray about it. Seek it out. Truth can teach you a lot more than anything else. We're right there. We're right there. We're right at the point where the bad guys are easier to see than ever before. So why not take advantage of that? And just spread those kinds of messages on social media. Use their terms, the government's social media, because you know it's not privately owned, right? Use their social media to spread truth. I'd love that. Why not? I'm Kate Dell.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. Really appreciate you tuning in, listening in, because I know that if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, you care about your country. It's obvious. And you know something's not right. So I know you have more than a brainstem. I know you have brain cells because I know that you understand and you get it, right? Because there's a lot of people out there walking around with a brainstem only. You're never going to solve that problem for them. There's a certain small segment of society you're never going to pull out of stupiddom. You're just not going to do it. That's okay. Nothing was ever solved in history by the majority. Always by the small minority. Truth only resides usually in the small minority. Doesn't matter what you're talking about in history. Doesn't matter what regime, what tyranny was taking place. Okay? It's always the same. It was always changed by a small group. And no matter how much tyranny we have endured as a civilization, God always provided a way out eventually. Okay? Otherwise, they would have just won and kept winning over and over and over again. But it's interesting how miracles can happen. Okay? So, I think things might look really bad right now. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. We're going to see a lot of unjust things. It's going to get bumpy. It's going to get so, I think, much harder. But at the same time, there's never been more truth on the earth than there is right now. We've never been shining a light this bright. And even some of your lefty lunatics are recognizing that something seems a little off. You know, they look at their fearless leader who looks like a walking cadaver, who stumbles and can't create a sentence, who they know is not running the country, that it's the deep state. Okay. It's not hard to figure out, folks. And you know what? Usually that's how lies work. Usually deception, it shows itself because it's deception. So when it's not backed by truth, it ends up showing itself anyway. But I think the one thing that we could concentrate on right now is basic curiosity, right? Basic curiosity. So why is it that we have a hard time seeing patterns in history? I look at wars and continuous wars, and I think sometimes we fail to ask the right questions. Gee, the same patterns being played in Syria, same patterns being played in Iraq, same patterns being played Desert Storm, same patterns being played Vietnam, same patterns being played World War II. Why do they keep using the same pattern? We've got to be able to seek that out and say something's wrong here. Okay, we've been in continuous wars. I think under, Wilson, the presidency was very influenced at that point, so influenced that it was like a puppet. And then under Kissinger and under Nixon, that whole 60s era is when it really changed and they took over the presidency, the CIA did. And then they started guiding and directing the presidency. So if that's lost, if we don't have that anymore because the CIA is so corrupt, because the CIA's ability to do what they're going to do, they think, is a higher power than God, okay? And they think that they can do all of this. They still are lacking one thing, and that is underestimating what the populace can do. And in times of total tyranny, usually it's because the populace does something. Like in East Germany, when the populace started walking around the churches, they didn't go to the capital, they went to the churches, and they started walking around them. And that changed everything for East Germany. Why? Because it was the power of the people. It was the power that the people showed up. But not just people showing up, but people who understood truth showing up. Okay? Wanting something very different. And in mass, we do some really great things. Okay? The presidency might be gone. And I think it is. And I think it has been this way. And Kissinger was very treasonous and very good at undermining everything he could get his hands on and basically creating a CIA bigger than life itself. But it doesn't mean that it's so big that it can't slip up and that it can't show its own deception. And that's what's happening now. So we use their social media to entrap us. We use it against them. You just keep spreading truth. It doesn't matter if you're going to get censored. Don't self-censor. It doesn't matter if somebody tells you you're crazy. Eventually, they'll learn the truth. So put up with it. Is that the worst thing that can happen to us? Somebody says you're nuts. So what? So what? Eventually, it'll come out that what you're saying is true. We all pretty much nailed COVID, didn't we? Nailed that it was a big old lie. Okay. So, and don't take those shots and all of the other things that we've been saying. So when you're on the side of truth, it's going to be found out eventually that you're on the side of truth. Okay. So we can look at these upsides. We can say, you know what? There's a lot of power here. Things might look bad, but they always looked bad when tyranny was afoot, right? When tyranny was right at the doorstep, when tyranny was taking over, it always looked bad. But it didn't mean that we were without hope, and it didn't mean that we couldn't do anything about it. We can do a lot about it. It's not going to help wringing our hands. We need to be very industrious right now. We need to be side hustling so that nobody can tell you what to do to help your family, and nobody can take away your income, okay? You should be side hustling up a hill right now to help your family in the future. We should be talking to our neighbors. We should be understanding what each skill it has in your neighborhood, how your community can work together, right? To not have to be part of the system, how you can get out of the system. We need to have media that is built up by people with money that know the truth. We need to be able to have those means to educate. We need to be able to put our money where the money's going to count, because otherwise what you make in this world is going to be irrelevant if you don't fight for liberty. And if you don't fight for freedom, it'll be irrelevant. There's too many people that want to censor, right? For their own gain. So go in and buy the media company. Go in and buy the newspapers, okay? The newspapers were taken over a long time ago by the CIA. So start to use your money for things that are that are great. Instead of the luxury vacations and golf, look at Liberty. Because, you know, eventually, you're going to get to the end of your life. And you're either going to give your kids stuff, or you're going to give your kids a piece of liberty. Liberty that you fought for. What do you want your kids to know about you? Do you want them to see you fighting for something? Or do you want them to see you enjoying your life so much that you kind of forgot to fight for the thing that made it possible? I think sometimes we don't really think about that. We kind of sit there and think, well, I got all this stuff. I got all this stuff and I can pass this down. Look at Feinstein passing down her $300+ million. And I think she has more than that. I think that's the conservative number they gave to everybody else. She was a senator for a long time, and these cockroaches gleam a lot of money off their position. So she couldn't take any of it with her. She led a whole life where she wasn't exactly fighting for liberty. Can you imagine meeting your maker and saying, this is all I have. This is what I did in my life. No. Give your kids a legacy of liberty. Care about them more than you do yourself. Fund media that tells the truth. Get your kids out of education and start funding the schools that tell your kids the truth. Start funding private schools so that they don't have to become charter schools, so that they're not part of the system, because charter schools, frankly, are part of the system. Shore up education for this youth. Shore up the messages they get. You know, offer to speak at a school. Offer to educate the kids in what's happening. Okay? There's so many things that we could be doing that are proactive right now. So many things. Get healthy. Because what's the one thing that the New World Order wants? They want you very sick. And they want to profit off of pharma on you for the rest of your life. Don't let them. Start getting the supplements. Start getting the things that are going to make your life better. Start looking into the oils they used, okay, for centuries that worked, centuries upon centuries. Let's go back 120 years and go back before then, because I promise you, those were not archaic times. We actually had huge technology back then. The only reason they like to shore up the story that we're smarter now and that it was the caveman is because they love evolution. They love the theory of evolution. So there are many things that we can do to go back into history and learn from what they did. We've got to learn those lessons. We want the youth to learn the lessons. Are we willing to do it too? There are so many proactive things you could be doing. There are so many ways to attack this. But we're going to have to get away from wringing our hands and get into a position where we actually use what they're doing to us against them. That's why I love it when people talk about the great resist and they say, the great resist, the great resist. You'll own everything and they'll be unhappy. That's really our mindset. And it's going to take our mindset change in order to get our hope back, stop feeling defeated, and move on and start to do something. You're here for a reason. God put you on this planet right now for a reason. There are many great people that lived before. If they're not here now, you're here. So there's a reason you're here. There's a reason you have talents, and there's a reason that you can contribute to this. So find out what that is and do what you can. Otherwise, everything that we're doing is going to be irrelevant anyway if we don't fight for this. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, for The Alex Jones Show. Thanks, you guys, for listening, and I really appreciate it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.